Welcome to another edition of the broadcast called American Exposé. ISDN not working today. Okay, well, we just do it on the phones. So much going on, people. So much happening. And the newspaper is very indicating of what's going on, except people aren't paying attention. And this is why wars, weather wars, environmental modification, all is very pertinent today to our direction, to understanding what's going on. It's just the bottom line. Here we see, dated Friday, House accepts BRAC plans. You know what BRAC is, most of you. And certainly, this is the transference of our military overseas as other militaries come into our country from foreign countries. This is the way I see it. They have 22 closures and 23 realignments. What are they being realigned for? That is the question we all have to ask ourselves and our representatives, state, local, and federal. Without your connecting dots to your representatives, you're not going to do a service for our country. This is the bottom line, people. So, BRAC, base realignment and closure. It is in the front page on Friday's newspaper, as much as going on. Also, UN awards and more on Vision 2020. Stay with us. Okay, welcome back to the broadcast as we begin it out for the 31st of October, Halloween. What a joke, Halloween. What a joke of a society we live in today. I'm sorry to be so cynical, but it's just, when you have such a dumbed-down population, and they've done their work very, very well to dumbing us down. I just received an email today that someone wants to purchase my domain name, AmericanExpose.com. They don't want to purchase the content, just the name. Should I tell them they can buy it for $1 million? Wouldn't that be interesting? Then I can split it with all of you that have been helping me and the network. Wouldn't that be interesting? So someone wants to buy my domain name, AmericanExpose.com. Isn't that something? Well, this BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Thursday to accept the recommendations of the Defense Base Closure and Realignment Commission. I ask you, is Mikhail Gorbachev part of this still? Assuring that Oklahoma will retain all its military installations and see solid growth at some. The House vote, which came on a resolution to reject the recommendations, effectively gives the go-ahead to start the closures and realignments the independent commission approved in August. President Bush approved the recommendations of the Base Closure Commission in September. Both the House and Senate would have had to reject the recommendations to keep them from going into effect. Well, anyway, the point is, the commission recommended 22 base closures and 33 major realignments. There's that satanic number 33. Very interesting.